KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Feel a little wee bit green with envy for a proper St. Harry's Day feast? Well, put on your dancing shoes and head to Black Bear Diner. We're bringing back the classics you crave, like our legendary corned beef and cabbage. Slow roasted, thick sliced with all the fixings. Tender corned beef melt in your mouth, cabbage. And that horseradish cream sauce. Oh, it's a lucky bite. Go into your lucky feast Friday through Monday. St. Harry's Day weekend at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Cascade Curations in downtown Reading is a unique destination location. Cascade Curations is a vibrant hub celebrating the creativity and talent of local artists, musicians, and designers. Clothing racks are stocked with upcycled and upscale thrift, as well as new clothing unlike anywhere else. Whether you're seeking beautiful artwork to adorn your home, new music to inspire you, or musical instruments and gear to play, Cascade Curations is a must-visit spot to immerse yourself in Reading's thriving arts and culture scene, located in the Foundry Square next to the
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
A cancer diagnosis changes everything. But at Valor Oncology, located right here in Reading, you'll never face it alone. At some places, you'll see a rotating door of doctors, unfamiliar faces who don't know your history. But at Valor, you'll see the same expert team, a team that knows you, your treatment plan, and your journey. We have a Harvard-trained oncologist, a highly skilled female breast surgeon, compassionate and experienced nurses and nurse practitioners, and an incredibly dedicated staff that genuinely cares for you and your family. Our cutting-edge technology rivals top universities, but it's right here in Reading. You deserve the best care and a team that stays by your side. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Get ready to explore the expansive universe of aviation and cutting-edge space technology in Turtle Bay's newest exhibition, Mission Aerospace, presented by Dr. Eric and Tiffany Blassingame and produced by Minotaur Mazes, on display at Turtle Bay Museum January 18th through April 20th. This highly interactive maze puzzle is sure to inspire all generations. Mission Aerospace at Turtle Bay Museum is free for members and included with paid admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
And while they're a little more expensive up front, they last a lot longer, too. But you can't get that efficiency out of an electric tankless water heater. They exist, but they're not efficient. The only kind of electric water heater that gives you efficiency is a heat pump water heater that uses heat pump technology the same way heat pumps will cool and heat homes. It uses that kind of technology, but again, they're very expensive. A very simple and inexpensive way to sort of manage the cost of running that electric water heater is to install a 240-volt timer on it. So think of the same kind of timer that you'd use for a light, except much bigger. And essentially the way it works is you would set this on to come on, say, a couple of hours, or maybe just an hour before you wake up in the morning so you have plenty of hot water in the morning, and then you would go off. The tank's going to still stay pretty warm throughout most of the day. Then you have it come on again, you know, around the late afternoon, sort of dinner into the bathing that you might do before going to bed hours. So let's say you have it on. Let's say you get up at 8 in the morning. So I'd turn it on at 7. I might turn it off at 9 and or 10. And then I'd leave it off all day long. I might bring it back on at, like, say, 5 o'clock and then maybe turn it off again at 10 o'clock. So by the time I'm done, I'm really only heating that water maybe 8 or 10 hours a day instead of 24 hours a day, and that's going to make a big difference in the cost to run that water heater.
I see. All right. Well, good. That's the kind of information I need. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, Ken. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, do not get stuck in the dark without a plan. We have got your power outage survival tips after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from FluidMaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to refresh your home and add some greenery for the seasons ahead? Well, why not start a container garden now? You can plant now, and those potted plants will be ready to transplant outside when the spring arrives. The Money Pit podcast is here to help you prepare your home for everything that the coming months have in store. You can subscribe for free today at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading up north to New Hampshire, where we've got Catherine on the line, who's got a roofing question. I mean, it's a roof of a barn, but roof nonetheless. So what's going on?
I have an 1890s barn, 30 by 40, that needs a new roof. It has about 1-inch thick barn board going across the rafters. And I'm wondering if I can put either shingles or a standing seam metal roof right on top of the barn board, or if I need to put plywood or some other type of sheathing on top of that barn board before I apply the shingles.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful building. And I'll tell you, as long as that sheathing is solid sheathing and not spaced sheathing. So in an old building like that, sometimes you have sheathing that's spaced upon which you would nail like a cedar shingle roof. If that's the case, you need to plywood that roof so you have solid sheathing. But if that barn board is continuous, solid, thick, 1-inch thick wood, and if there's no major damage in it, there's no rot or big warped sections or anything like that, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot go right on top of that. Of course, you're going to use an appropriate underlayment, like a heavy tar paper or something of that nature, but you could shingle right over that without having to add plywood sheathing. Plywood's not going to add anything to that but weight. So I think you're good to go.
All right, now we've got Eric in Michigan on the line, who's got a question during a construction project here about an eaves trough.
The question is eaves troughs, yes or no? When you're building, does it make a difference if it's on a concrete slab or if you have a basement? Just your thoughts whether to install eaves troughs or not.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I've never heard this term before. What is an eaves trough? Do we have those here?
Ah, Yes. You say gutter, but in Michigan they say eavesdrop.
the famous tomato-tomato gutter
eavesdrop.
Yeah.
Your question is, do I need gutters? And yes, you do. It doesn't matter if you're on a concrete slab or if you have a basement, because the gutters are going to manage the water to the foundation perimeter, which is important in both cases. Now, if you let a lot of water run off your roof, even if you're on a slab, you're going to find that as the soil gets very wet around the foundation, you'll have more settlement. You can get some cracking. And also, in some cases, if there's a heavy rainfall, you get so much water that because concrete is so hydroscopic, it absorbs water like crazy, it can actually pull that water up into the living space of your house. Now you got mold issues and everything else. So, yes, you do need gutters. And if you have basements, well, if you don't have gutters, you're just waiting for a flood to happen. You're ready for it because it's going to happen. So, yes, put gutters on the house, put downspouts on the house. Make sure they are extended at least – this is new construction, so I would say at least 4 or 5 feet away. And when they do the final grade, do a little bit higher of a grade than they are required to by code, because it settles, and it settles quickly. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the minimum grade just turn flat, like within 6 months to a year. Now you got no drainage at all, and the water's just sitting there. So that water management is really, really important, Eric, and that's why I think you definitely should have eaves troughs around the roof edge of your house.
That's fancy. I'm going to start using that every day in my life. Oh, that eaves trough is overflowing.
Use that in a sentence in your general conversation.
Hey, kids, keep those tennis balls out of the eaves trough.
There you go.
Heading over to Ohio, where we've got Carol on the line who needs some help making a door fit.
I just wondered what's the correct type of blade and saw to use. I need to saw off the bottom of a hollow door to fit in my house because it has narrowed doors more than what other houses have.
Hey, Carol, so that's a pretty basic project, and I'm glad you called because I've got actually a couple of tricks of the trade that would help you for this. First of all, you want to take the door off the hinges. That's super important, off the hinges, and then lay it down on a couple of sawhorses. Next, you want to take some tape, like I would use the blue painter's tape, and you want to put that along the bottom of the door where you're going to cut. Now, a little tip on this. When you have that door flat on the sawhorses, it becomes harder to tell what the top of the door is and what the bottom of the door is. So don't cut the wrong side of the door. But you put the tape across the bottom of that door, and you can draw your line where you want to cut it on the tape. Put the tape on the front and the back. And here's why. Because as you start to saw this, what will happen is the wood will start to chip out along that edge, and it will get rough. And depending on what kind of door this is, you know, whether it's made of like a plywood or whether it's solid, you could get some chips and some splits. And by putting the tape there, it protects it and minimizes that. In terms of the type of saw, if it was me, I would use a circular saw. If you don't have a circular saw, you can use a fine-bladed cross-cut saw, hand saw. But again, just go very slowly and make sure you stay to that line. Don't rush it or you'll get a really, really rough cut. Now, one more thing. I don't know how much of this door, how much shorter you want to make this door, but because it's a hollow core door, there's going to be, I'd say, I don't know, what do you think, Leslie, 3 inches of solid wood in the bottom of that door, and after that, it's going to be hollow.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have to fill in? Like, do you need to put in a piece of something?
Yeah, if she cuts too much, you're going to find that it's going to actually be hollow. So here's what I would do. If I cut through it and it was hollow, you're going to have to fill that back in. And the best way to do that is to take that chunk of wood that you just cut off and remove the facing of the door from both sides. And what will be left will be the filler. And just fit that in the space that you pulled it from. And then you're going to have to glue it and clamp it or just nicely tack it in place with a couple of brads while you glue it. And then when it's all done, sand it. And then make sure you paint it and seal it because that's an open, now exposed edge. You want to seal that. Otherwise, you'll get kind of weird, maybe some weird warping of that door. So you want to make sure you finish that bottom edge as well. All right. So good luck with that project. Well, guys, we've all seen the news stories about entire communities that have gone without power for days at a time. If a bad storm leaves you without power, though, what should you do? What's the first thing to do? What's the second thing to do? How do you survive without power for potentially a great number of days?
Well, first, here's something you should not do. You shouldn't be using candles. You should be investing in some good flashlights with bright LED bulbs. You want to keep them handy and always in the same spot. And remember to check those batteries often.
Yep. And if your power goes out, power down appliances and don't restart them until the electricity has been restored for at least a half an hour, especially if you have a power outage in the summer and you're running air conditioners, because air conditioners run under pressure and those compressors can fail if they go off and on and off and on. So basically, if the power goes off, turn your thermostat all the way up so the air conditioner doesn't come back on. Wait till the power restores and then bring it back up. This will give the utility company time to restabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout, and you won't ruin a very, very expensive compressor in the process.
Yeah, and speaking of ruining things, let's talk about your groceries. Everything in that refrigerator and freezer, remember, once that power goes out, that fridge and freezer becomes like a cooler. So try not to open that door. Don't open the fridge. Don't open the freezer. Don't be staring at it all willy-nilly like my teen boys being like, what am I going to eat? I should keep this door wide open. Don't do that. Keep those doors closed. Eat what's in the fridge first, the freezer later. Remember that frozen items can last several days if you do not keep opening the doors.
And also, and we hear it with virtually every storm, be careful with your generators. Never leave a generator running in an enclosed space. Never run a gas-powered generator indoors. Never run it in even an open garage. Very bad idea. And avoid cooking with charcoal or propane, again, in any enclosed area. There have been cases where folks had generators running in garages, and guess what? They got sick inside the house because those fumes found a way in. So be very, very careful with generators and always run them outside. They're designed to run outside. You don't have to worry about them getting wet or getting snowy. Take them outside and run them that way, and you will stay safe and enjoy power at the same time.
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. They're, in fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them so you can have the louvers open or close. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic, so big sheets of poly visqueen plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot, and you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often some bad advice out there, and sadly, you tend to get that bad advice more often than the wisdom. And then what happens? That bad advice just spreads quickly. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
At the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, chip giant Intel unveiled an expanded product portfolio and new partnerships for the auto sector. It announced technologies to accelerate an automaker's transition to electric and software-defined vehicles, or SDVs for short, including an automotive virtual development environment co-developed with Amazon's AWS. Intel says it's looking to address automakers' cost and performance challenges, enabling faster, more efficient, and more profitable development and deployment, and enhanced safety and cyber safety. Intel says it can now offer a whole vehicle platform, including high-performance compute, discrete graphics, AI, power management, and zonal controller offerings. Already, Stellantis Motorsports has selected Intel as a key partner. More is at Intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler. Hey, did you guys know a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's crazy. But that's why we are excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Pick up a Vivint system starting at just $1 a day with free professional installation. Again, that number is 800-586-9606.
Well, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than wisdom, and sadly, that bad advice gets around.
True, and for those of us in the role of trying to provide the best advice, we often need to help separate fact from fiction, which is why we thought it might be fun to get to the bottom of some of these very common household myths. So, Leslie, kick us off. What's first?
All right, here's the first one. When using a garbage disposer, water always must be running? True or false?
This is a firmly held belief by many folks. In fact, you know, in the years I was a home inspector, I had sort of my, you know, my regular routine, and it included going to the kitchen sink and switching on the disposer. And about every other time, the homeowner would come sailing into the kitchen saying, "What are you doing? You're ruining my disposer. You have to run water." Well, no, actually, you don't. Think about it. The disposer is not using the water to lubricate itself, right? That would be silly. It just doesn't work. The disposer is designed to run off ball bearings. Now, what the water does is it pushes the food through the disposer, but you do not have to run water necessarily when you run a disposer. It will not burn out or anything of that nature. What the water does is it helps move the waste through the disposer blades and down into the drain below.
While I know that is a correct statement there, Tom, I still run the water right at the very end just to make sure everything's kind of gone all the way down.
Yep, that's wise. Okay, how about this one? You should always pre-rinse your dishes before running the dishwasher.
I'm going to say that depends. If you've got a newer dishwasher, and by newer, I mean probably 10 years or, you know, around there, they're sort of made with sensors that, you know, run more efficiently and optimally if it can kind of read how dirty those dishes are. And I think you pre-rinsing kind of tricks it.
Yeah, that's actually called a turbidity sensor. It measures sort of the muddiness of the water, and it will lengthen the dishwasher cycle to kind of make up for, you know, a very, very muddy load of dishes. So, you know, if you had, say, dishes that were just chock full of gravy or Italian sauce or something like that, and it's just seeing all of this muddy water, it's going to run it longer. So you don't necessarily have to pre-rinse your dishes. And now I know that even having said that, folks will never give up the pre-rinse, but you technically don't have to.
All right. Now, for DIY projects on your own home, you don't need to bother with a building permit. I feel like a lot of people think that, and I think that answer is not true. Just because you're doing that project yourself doesn't mean that you can just skip that permit process. It depends on the project. So if you're painting, if you're putting up crown molding, those things don't require a permit. But if you're adding outlets, changing a stove from electric to gas, replacing windows, moving a wall, adding a door, things like that, you for sure need a permit. Now, if you're just confused and don't know if I need a permit or don't need a permit, it's better to be safe than sorry. Ask your local building department. Otherwise, you are risking fines. You may have a big problem when it comes time to sell your home because you won't be able to get a certificate of occupancy because you have a project that's not documented and you never reported it.
Yep. For all those reasons and more, always smart to get a permit.
All right. Now, here's one more. When it comes to cooling and heating systems, bigger is better, right?
Yeah, everyone wants to make sure the system is big enough to keep them comfortable. But the truth is, oversizing a system won't work as well as a system that fits a house just right. For example, we often see this with air conditioners. People want to have the biggest air conditioner possible. But if you oversize your AC unit, it will cool off the house quicker than a properly sized system. But because it's not running long enough, the result will be a lot of moisture in the air, and you will have a cool house, but you also have one that's very cold and clammy and damp and maybe moldy. So that's why you want to have one that's correctly sized. Same thing kind of applies to an oversized furnace. It will quickly pump out the heat and then shut off and then repeat. It's very inefficient when it cycles like that. The ons, the offs, the ons, the offs. That really costs a lot in energy. So get the right size, not one that's too small, not one that's too big, and you will be very happy because that's the way those systems are designed to work.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you're working on this chilly winter weekend, let us know so we can lend a hand. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT.
And if you think nothing ever happens in our house, nothing ever goes wrong, well, think again. Because this week I discovered a leak from my second floor bathroom that led me to re-caulk my bathtub. And I'm going to share a simple trick that I use that will make sure I won't have to tackle this project again for many years to come. That's all coming up next.
You live in a bunny pit. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyPit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, home improvement show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti. Well, if you are enjoying The Money Pit, please head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a quick 5-star rating and review. It's the best way to help new listeners discover the show and join our DIY community.
Well, it's been one of those weeks at my house. I found a leak coming from the second floor bathroom, and I had to re-caulk my bathtub. But I've got a game-changing tip from that project to share with you that will keep your caulk looking perfect for many, many years to come.
All right, before we get to Tom's tip, let's talk about the basics here. Your step one is to remove the old caulk. So you can use a utility knife to carefully cut away that old caulk. You want to make sure to clean that area thoroughly to remove any residue.
Once you've done that, clean at the surface. You want to wipe down the area with rubbing alcohol or a bathroom cleaner to ensure that you have an area free of mold and soap scum. And then you want to tape the edges. Apply painter's tape along the edge of the tub and the wall to create a clean line for the caulk.
Now, when it comes to selecting caulk, you have basically two formulations. One is latex, which makes it water-based and very easy to clean up. It's also very easy to work with because once you caulk it, you can basically wet your finger, or if you have a caulking tool, I have one that like has like sort of like a rubber paddle on it. If you wet it, it will easily smooth that latex caulk along. But if you're working with silicone, the advantage is silicone lasts for many, many, many more years than latex, and it simply won't get moldy. But the application is a lot harder because it doesn't sort of trowel, whether you use a finger or a tool, as well, unless you know a trick. And here is the trick. What you want to do is if you want to use your finger to sort of smooth out the caulk, or if you want to use like a caulking tool, you have to dip it in soapy water first. So you take your dish soap, and I usually mix about half dish soap and half water. So it's kind of a thick, soapy solution. And I will dip my finger in there, and then I will smooth the caulk, and it just skims along perfectly. And you can also do that with your caulking tool. The fact that you have that soapy solution will basically solve the problem of the silicone sort of sticking to the caulk tool and giving you kind of a lousy appearance. And I'll tell you, when I was all done, I was pretty impressed with how clean it came out. I haven't done that too often. I knew the trick for quite a while now, but I hadn't had this opportunity to really test it. And, man, did it work terrifically. So remember, you can dip your finger, dip your caulking tool into a soapy water solution using dish soap and water, and that will enable you to use your favorite trowels, which are the digits on your hands, and get nice, clean lines. Now, once the caulk is applied and you're satisfied with it, then you can pull away that painter's tape, and you want to do that before the caulk dries. That will give you a super clean edge. And then just let it dry. Let it cure per the manufacturer's instructions before using the bathtub, which today, actually, the caulks that we use today, the silicone caulks, they're actually ready for stand up to moisture inside of a half hour to an hour. So it's really a good time to use that type of product because, again, especially in the bathroom, you want a caulk that's not going to develop mold, and the silicones definitely won't do that.
Bruce in Tennessee has some furry friends, and I mean some ferret furry friends, and needs some help picking flooring. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got seven ferrets that are taking a hard line on my carpet, and I want to replace it, and I thought, well, I might want to try something different.
Seven ferrets, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you're looking for ferret-proof flooring, Bruce?
Something like that, yeah, some ideas, absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, so you're basically looking for a pet-resistant floor, and that rules out natural hardwood and, of course, carpet. But you'll be happy to know that there are a lot of synthetic products today that are perfect. One that comes to mind is called engineered vinyl plank. It's one of the newest flooring products on the market. And I got to tell you, this stuff is really amazing because it looks just like the real thing. It looks just like wood. They've just done so well with the technology behind making engineered vinyl plank that it ends up coming out looking, you know, just like the real deal. And it's also pretty affordable. So you might want to take a look at the products that are available in that EVP family. The other one to think about is laminate. But I guess if I was thinking about laminate versus EVP, I'd probably go with EVP because it's 100% waterproof. And I think it might be a bit more durable. You can go to a place like Lumber Liquidators in one of their showrooms and take a look at some of the samples. I think you'd be surprised with how good looking this stuff is. And it certainly would be something that could take a lot of punishment, takes the wear and tear, as well as, of course, it's not going to deteriorate in any way if it gets wet.
What kind of installation are we talking about with it?
It's pretty much DIY. I mean, you could hire a pro, but it's got a tongue and groove seam. It's sort of a lock joint like most of those products do. It's floating, so you don't have to glue it down. You basically go edge to edge. If you have baseboard molding, I would go within about a quarter or 3/8 inch of the baseboard molding, leave a bit of a gap and cover it with shoe molding so you have some expansion and contraction.
Okay.
But it's pretty easy to do. You got to make sure the floor is pretty flat. If you got a lot of dips and waves in the floor, there's certain tolerances that each manufacturer will specify for those products, and just make sure you're within those tolerances. But I think if you take a look at the EVP flooring, that might be a good solution for you and for your ferrets. And I will tell you, this is the first time I've ever gotten a question about ferret-proof line.
Well, I think one of the reasons I was looking at the vinyl or the laminate, I've seen some friends of, believe it or not, there's a lot of good ferret Facebook groups out there, and there's thousands of us that talk back and forth. And I think I've seen some folks take that vinyl or laminate and kind of, you know, heat it and give it a little bit of a bend up on the edges and then put the molding, you know, maybe an eighth inch from the floor or something, and give it almost a tub effect in the room.
You mean kind of have it, like, bend up? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, I think you're asking for trouble. There's no flooring manufacturer that's going to warrant that. It's only designed to be installed flat. I mean, people get creative with stuff like this, but that's definitely outside the scope of how that material is designed to be used.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I wanted to ask you guys. I figured you guys would know, but it's just kind of I think what people are thinking is, you know, pet proofing or spill proofing, shall we say.
Yep, I hear you.
Okay. I'll look for that. And you said Lumber Liquidators as well, right?
Yeah, they'll have it. It's EVP, Engineered Vinyl Plank. Okay.
Sounds great.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you, sir.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are looking for a non-toxic natural wood stain, you might want to raid your kitchen first. Coffee, tea, vinegar, walnut hulls, and even certain berries can be used to stain wood. We're going to show you how next.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
That they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Buster Poindexter is back because inflation is hot, hot, hot. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. January inflation numbers have continued to climb, and the media has already found a way to pin this on Trump. We've done this to ourselves for a long period of time because inflation is not going away. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, Carrie in Sacramento, California wants to put her house in vacant mode, Leslie.
All right. So Carrie says, We have a 105-year-old house on our property that's currently unoccupied. While the electricity and plumbing are still on, what's the best way to prepare the house for a vacancy or storage to minimize potential damage while it remains empty?
First up, turn the water off. Turn the water main off. Keep the heat on, maybe not as hot as you might normally, but if you leave the heat too low, it's going to get very damp and can get moldy inside of that house. And keep the lights on a cycle so that the house remains secure. That's a good place to start. The biggest enemy of a vacant house, though, are those active water lines, because if they crack, if they break, boy, what a mess that can be.
All right, Carrie, I hope that helps you out and you're able to have some peace of mind.
Well, if you'd like to try out a non-toxic natural wood stain, you might want to take a look at what's stored in your kitchen cabinets, because coffee, tea, vinegar, different types of nuts, even berries can be used to stain wood, and the results are pretty amazing. Leslie tells you how in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, there's lots of ways that you can create your own stains, and it can be a fun project that's also safe to do with the kids. So here's a few examples. If you want to make a black tea stain, this is really a simple way to stain wood. You boil tea bags and 2 cups of water until you have a deep tea concentrate. Then simply brush that hot water onto the wood. The tannins in the tea are going to react with the wood, and that can provide a range of colors. Different teas and tea quantity is going to give you a different shade on that natural wood stain. So you kind of have to practice and see where you get something you like. Now you can use coffee to make a stain. You want to brew some super strong coffee, let it cool, then apply with your favorite brush or rag. This natural wood stain really has to soak into the wood, so you want to check it 10 minutes after you apply it by wiping a section clean of the coffee. Not dark enough for you? Let the coffee sit longer. Now you can use walnut hulls to make a homemade wood stain. Black walnut hulls, if you soak them for several days, will create a beautiful dark wood stain. So to get the best results, it's helpful if you grind those walnut shells into a powder with a sturdy food processor or some other chopper. You want to boil the water, then add the walnut shells and let that mixture steep. Strain the mixture before you apply it to the unfinished wood. Now you can also use pennies or steel wool. Do this by making white vinegar or lemon juice, because that can work really well as a stain. And then when you add that metal into the mix, it really activates everything. For example, if you add pennies to white vinegar and let it sit for a few days, that handful of pennies is going to produce a beautiful pale Caribbean blue. You can also soak steel wool in vinegar to get a reddish stain. I mean, obviously, one's a patina, one's the rust. You're getting that natural color from those two metals. So it's really great. If you do that steel wool with a combination of tea, coffee, or turmeric, and that steel wool, it's going to get a darker black stain into that vinegar solution. You can also add a bit of salt, because that can help increase the acidity and speed up the whole process. One tip, though, when you're making the stain this way, it's kind of a chemistry experiment. So make sure you write down what you did to get that color that you like, or just plan on making enough to complete that entire project at one time.
Yeah, it seems to me like you might do this if you had smaller projects to do, but if you're staining like an entire set of kitchen cabinets, you're probably not going to mix it up on your own. But maybe a table or a chair or something small like that, it could be a really cool way to make stain from scratch and get some really interesting effects. I love that patina idea with the pennies. I'm going to try that.
Oh, it's such a pretty color blue, too.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, you know, while most folks focus on their landscape and how it looks, they may not be focused on what we call their lightscape. You know, with the right combination of low-voltage lighting, there's a whole new view awaiting you. We're going to walk you through those options on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Did you know? VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served.
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with a VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home.
We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic. Safe. Effective. Even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says it's important to know that the U.S. would stand with Ukraine, not Russia.
I respect American people, and if, I don't know, if I think that we have to be very open and very honest, and I'm not sure that we did something bad. I think maybe sometimes some things we have to discuss out of media, with all respect to democracy and to a free media, but there are things that where we have to understand the position of Ukraine and Ukrainians.
Zelensky says the security issue is vital for the Ukrainians. Also at townhall.com, Pennsylvania Republican Senator Dave McCormick says GOP lawmakers should use their majority to help the president expand the military.
I think we have a very dangerous world, probably the most dangerous it's been since the end of World War II. We've got not only the challenge of an adversary, a hostile adversary in China, but we also have what's going on with Iran and North Korea and, of course, Russia, who's also an aggressor.
McCormick says the Senate is working on the president's agenda from the cabinet to his plans for the budget.
We've been working hard to get the president's nominees in place and are now turning to this. And I think, you know, you'll see a lot of movement over the next few weeks, hopefully in the direction of a good, strong resolution.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. A senior Hamas official says no progress has been made in the latest round of talks on the second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group. It's unclear whether talks will resume, for the first phase saw the release of 33 hostages, including 8 bodies, in exchange for nearly 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. WHO says a 4-year-old child has become the second person to die of Ebola in Uganda. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
As officials still work to determine the cause of death for Gene Hackman, correspondent Julie Walker reports on his life in Santa Fe, New Mexico.
Actor Gene Hackman and his wife Betsy Arakawa made Santa Fe their home decades ago. The New Mexico city has a reputation of being a refuge for actors seeking to escape the spotlight. Resident Stuart Ashman befriended Hackman.
When I met him, he was in his 80s, and he was, you know, doing all this physical stuff and acting like, you know, he was going to last forever.
Officials still determining cause of death. Preliminary autopsy results ruled out carbon monoxide. I'm Julie Walker.
Wall Street closed its dreary February on a brighter note Friday as stocks indexes rallied. The S&P 500 jumped 1.6%, the Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 1.4%, and the NASDAQ Composite added 1.6%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A key move in the world of baseball. Correspondent Jason Walker pitches us the story.
President Trump says he will issue a complete pardon of Pete Rose, who was banned from the game and the Hall of Fame for sports betting. Mr. Trump posted on Truth Social saying Rose, quote, shouldn't have been gambling on baseball, but he only bet on his team winning. The president said he would sign a pardon for Rose over the next few weeks. Rose died last fall at the age of 83. Jason Walker reporting.
Thousands of Microsoft 365 customers have reported issues with services like Outlook. The company said Saturday in a series of posts on the social platform X that it was investigating the issue, which affected various Microsoft 365 services. Microsoft also said it had identified a potential cause of impact and had reverted the suspected code to alleviate impact. Breaking news analysis and more stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. Also, as a licensed contractor, we've landscaped shopping centers, city parks, and custom residential homes. The sale will start now and continue through springtime. All 1 gallon and larger shrubs and trees are on sale. With spring right around the corner, we have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearm Destruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR. A cancer diagnosis comes with a lot of uncertainty, but where you receive your treatment should never be one of them. Many patients don't realize that they have a choice in their care. You don't have to leave Reading, and you don't have to settle for a rotating team of doctors who don't know your history. At Valor Oncology, you'll receive world-class cancer treatment with the same trusted team by your side every step of the way. Our Harvard-trained oncologist, leading female breast surgeon, and advanced technology rivaling top universities ensure that you get the best possible care right here at home. Tell your doctor you want to be referred to Valor Oncology because your treatment should be your choice. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to learn more. Valor Oncology, rooted in Reading, focused on you.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Hi, I'm Tamara Wood, presiding judge of the Shasta County Superior Court. The Superior Court is currently accepting applications from individuals interested in serving on the Shasta County Grand Jury. To apply or to obtain further information, please visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
The Grand Jury is one of the most important and interesting volunteer opportunities you can be part of. Applications are now being accepted. To apply or get more details, visit ShastaCountyGrandJury.org.
Be part of the solution. Apply today.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This is Carl Bott. Join Linda and me Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're going to discuss what's happening in our city, county, state, and nation. Join in. Miss a day, miss a lot. Free Fire Radio, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m.
It's been chilly in your neck of the woods. If you're looking for some ways to warm your space up or make your heat work better, or maybe just plan and dream ahead for warmer months to come and the projects you want to tackle, those are all great things for us to talk about because that's what we do. We're here to help you, to inspire you, to educate you, to build confidence, to guide you, to coach you along so you can take on these projects yourself. The first step is reaching out to us with your questions. Now, the best way to do that is to go to moneypit.com/ask. There you will find a blue microphone button. When you click that, you can record your question. It will come right to us, and you will be at the head of the line for an answer. You can also call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. You're listening to episode 2495 by podcast, and you can listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. Coming up on today's episode, power outages can strike without warning, especially with winter winds and spring storms on the way. So we've got a plan for you to power through when your power is down coming up.
And when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than sage wisdom, and that bad advice can spread quickly. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction.
Well, it's been one of those weeks at my house, Leslie. You know, folks think that nothing ever goes wrong, right, with our places. They're always perfect all the time. Not true. I had a leak coming from the second floor bathroom. In fact, my wife was upstairs taking a shower, and I just heard this black, 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 black sound. I'm like, what the heck is that? And sure enough, it was a leak coming through the ceiling. And so it turned out that some of the caulk around the tub had pulled away, so I had to take all the old caulk out. And it got me thinking about some of the ways that we tell folks to caulk. And we usually talk with them about certain types of caulks to use. But I'm going to share a way that you can use the most durable caulk possible and get a perfect job every single time in just a bit. I think you'll find this very interesting tip if you've ever had to take on that project yourself.
All right. But before we do everything that we're promising you, this show really is about you guys. So we want to help you take on your next home project. Maybe you've got a DIY dilemma, a decor project, or perhaps you're just dreaming of those warmer days and you want to start planning an outdoor living project. Well, we can help.
Reach out now with your questions. The number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or go to moneypit.com/ask. Let's get to it.
All right, now we've got another Leslie on the line. I love it when a Leslie joins us. What's going on?
I live in a 100-year-old row home. It's a Habitat home, completely refurbished. And it's a row home, and they tore down the terrible, dilapidated home attached to mine. But now I'm noticing a lot of settling on the side where the other home was. And
all right.
I'm concerned about the settling because I'm getting some serious-looking cracks in a corner on the side where the home was torn down.
So when you say you see settling, are you talking about like the soil, the grading is like sagging outside that wall?
It's inside where I'm seeing the cracks.
You see cracks, you're calling that settling. Is that
yeah.
Right?
Yes, okay. That's what I
just want
to
make sure I understand what we're talking about. Okay, so first of all, yes, when they tear down a house, you got to make sure that the soil that remains is compressed. It's packed. And very often it doesn't happen because the earth moving machines just push dirt back in there. And yeah, they may run over a time or two, but it's just not the same. And so I would definitely just as a basic step, take a look at that outside edge of the house and make sure in a best case scenario, Leslie, your soil, we want it to slope away from that exterior wall so that we're not allowing water to collect up near your house. Because when the water collects too close to that house, it can disturb the footings. It can make the foundations a little less stable, and that can potentially lead to some cracking and shifting. Now, that said, the fact that you've got cracks in walls and corners doesn't necessarily mean that there's a terrible problem going on, because that's typical to any house. If your walls are your walls made of plaster, or are they made of drywall where all the walls are replaced?
All the walls were replaced.
Okay, so we're talking about cracks in drywall, not cracks in plaster. So if you have cracks in drywall, the mistake that people make is they use the wrong type of drywall tape. You want to not use paper tape, but use fiberglass tape, which has sort of a mesh pattern to it, little eighth-inch squares, and it's a little sticky. So you put that across the crack first, then you spackle over that two or three layers, and that does a much better job of staying in place and stopping that crack from forming again.
I've learned a lot. Thank you very much.
All right. Good luck with your projects. Thanks so much for calling us.
Bye.
All right, we've got Ken from Pennsylvania on the line who needs to talk about water heating. What's going on?
Space in our house is at a premium. We got a big old water heater in there, and I wanted to find out what are there benefits or cost problems with getting a tankless water heater, because it's just my wife and I. We don't use both bathrooms. We don't use all the same time. We just feel like we're heating all this water, keeping all the water hot all the time.
Right. And so is this a gas water heater?
No, it's electric.
Ah, okay. All right, so that changes the answer, and here's why. If you were asking me about gas-fired tankless water heaters, I would tell you this is absolutely a no-brainer. You definitely should do that because they're incredibly efficient, and while they're a little more expensive up front, they last a lot longer too. But you can't get that efficiency out of an electric tankless water heater. They exist, but they're not efficient. The only kind of electric water heater that gives you efficiency is a heat pump water heater that uses heat pump technology. The same way heat pumps will cool and heat homes, it uses that kind of technology. But again, they're very expensive. a very simple and inexpensive way to sort of manage the cost of running that electric water heater is to install a 240-volt timer on it. So think of the same kind of timer that you'd use for a light, except much bigger. And essentially the way it works is you would set this on to come on, say, a couple of hours, or maybe just an hour before you wake up in the morning so you have plenty of hot water in the morning, and then you would go off. The tank's going to still stay pretty warm throughout most of the day. Then you have it come on again, you know, around the late afternoon, sort of dinner into the bathing that you might do before going to bed hours. So let's say you have it on. Let's say you get up at 8 in the morning. So I'd turn it on at 7. I might turn it off at 9 and or 10. And then I'd leave it off all day long. I might bring it back on at, like, say, 5 o'clock and then maybe turn it off again at 10 o'clock. So by the time I'm done, I'm really only heating that water maybe 8 or 10 hours a day instead of 24 hours a day, and that's going to make a big difference in the cost to run that water heater.
I see. All right. Well, good. That's the kind of information I need. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck, Ken. Have a great day.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up, do not get stuck in the dark without a plan. We have got your power outage survival tips after this. Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces, then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com.
Next time you need to re-roof, be a good steward of your home and the planet by choosing a more sustainable roof. Quality metal roofs are exceptionally durable and can last 50-plus years and are 100% recyclable at the end of their life. They're also extremely energy efficient and can be easily cleaned using gentle soap and plain water. Make the smart, sustainable choice and check out the Metal Roofing Alliance's free buyer's guide at metalroofing.com.
Hey guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, Money Pit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606. Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Are you guys ready to refresh your home and add some greenery for the seasons ahead? Well, why not start a container garden now? You can plant now, and those potted plants will be ready to transplant outside when the spring arrives. The Money Pit Podcast is here to help you prepare your home for everything that the coming months have in store. You can subscribe for free today at moneypit.com/podcast. Heading up north to New Hampshire, where we've got Catherine on the line, who's got a roofing question. I mean, it's a roof of a barn, but roof nonetheless. So what's going on?
I have an 1890s barn, 30 by 40, that needs a new roof. It has about 1-inch thick barn board going across the rafters. And I'm wondering if I can put either shingles or a standing seam metal roof right on top of the barn board, or if I need to put plywood or some other type of sheathing on top of that barn board before I apply the shingles.
Well, that sounds like a really beautiful building. And I'll tell you, as long as that the sheathing is solid sheathing and not spaced sheathing. So in an old building like that, sometimes you have sheathing that's spaced upon which you would nail like a cedar shingle roof. If that's the case, you need to ply with that roof so you have solid sheathing. But if that barn board is continuous, solid, thick, 1-inch thick wood, and if there's no major damage in it, there's no rot or big warped sections or anything like that, there's absolutely no reason that you cannot go right on top of that. Of course, you're going to use an appropriate underlayment, like a heavy tar paper or something of that nature, but you could shingle right over that without having to add plywood sheathing. Plywood's not going to add anything to that, but wait. So I think you're good to go.
All right, now we've got Eric in Michigan on the line who's got a question during a construction project here about an eaves trough.
The question is eaves troughs, yes or no? When you're building, does it make a difference if it's on a concrete slab or if you have a basement? Just your thoughts whether to install eaves troughs or not.
Yeah, Tom, I mean, I've never heard this term before. What is an eaves trough? Do we have those here?
Yes, you say gutter, but in Michigan they say eaves trough.
The famous tomato gutter.
Tomato, yeah,
eaves trough.
Exactly. Yeah. Your question is, do I need gutters? And yes, you do. It doesn't matter if you're on a concrete slab or if you have a basement, because the gutters are going to manage the water to the foundation perimeter, which is important in both cases. Now, if you let a lot of water run off your roof, even if you're on a slab, you're going to find that as the soil gets very wet around the foundation, you'll have more settlement and get some cracking. And also, in some cases, if there's a heavy rainfall, you get so much water that because concrete is so hydroscopic, it absorbs water like crazy, it can actually pull that water up into the living space of your house. Now you got mold issues and everything else. So, yes, you do need gutters. And if you have basements, well, if you don't have gutters, you're just waiting for a flood to happen. You're ready for it because it's going to happen. So, yes, put gutters on the house, put downspouts on the house. Make sure they are extended at least, this is new construction, so I would say at least 4 or 5 feet away. And when they do the final grade, do a little bit higher of a grade than they are required to by code because it settles, and it settles quickly. And I can't tell you how many times I've seen the minimum grade just turn flat, like within 6 months to a year. And now you got no drainage at all, and the water's just sitting there. So that water management is really, really important, Eric, and that's why I think you definitely should have eaves troughs around the roof edge of your house.
That's fancy. I'm going to start using that every day in my life. Oh, that eaves trough is overflowing.
Use that in a sentence in your general conversation.
Hey, kids, keep those tennis balls out of the eaves trough.
There you go.
Heading over to Ohio, where we've got Carol on the line who needs some help making a door fit.
I just wondered what's the correct type of blade and saw to use. I need to saw off the bottom of a hollow door to fit in my house because it has narrowed doors more than what other houses have.
Hey, Carol, so that's a pretty basic project, and I'm glad you called because I've got actually a couple of tricks of the trade that would help you for this. First of all, you want to take the door off the hinges. That's super important, off the hinges, and then lay it down on a couple of sawhorses. Next, you want to take some tape, like I would use the blue painter's tape, and you want to put that along the bottom of the door where you're going to cut. Now, a little tip on this. When you have that door flat on the sawhorses, it becomes harder to tell what the top of the door is and what the bottom of the door is. So don't cut the wrong side of the door. But you put the tape across the bottom of that door, and you can draw your line where you want to cut it on the tape. Put the tape on the front and the back. And here's why. Because as you start to saw this, what will happen is the wood will start to chip out along that edge, and it will get rough. And depending on what kind of door this is, you know, whether it's made of like a plywood or whether it's solid, you could get some chips and some splits. And by putting the tape there, it protects it and minimizes that. In terms of the type of saw, If it was me, I would use a circular saw. If you don't have a circular saw, you can use a fine-bladed cross-cut saw, hand saw. But again, just go very slowly and make sure you stay to that line. Don't rush it or you'll get a really, really rough cut. Now, one more thing. I don't know how much of this door, how much shorter you want to make this door, but because it's a hollow core door, there's going to be, I'd say, I don't know, what do you think, Leslie, 3 inches of solid wood in the bottom of that door, and after that, it's going to be hollow.
Yeah, I was going to say, what do you have to fill in? Like, do you need to put in a piece of something?
Yeah, if she cuts too much, you're going to find that it's going to actually be hollow. So here's what I would do. If I cut through it and it was hollow, you're going to have to fill that back in. And the best way to do that is to take that chunk of wood that you just cut off and remove the facing of the door from both sides. And what will be left will be the filler. And just fit that in the space that you pull.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Start them until the electricity has been restored for at least a half an hour, especially if you have a power outage in the summer and you're running air conditioners, because air conditioners run under pressure, and those compressors can fail if they go off and on and off and on. So basically, if the power goes off, turn your thermostat all the way up so the air conditioner doesn't come back on, wait till the power restores, and then bring it back up. This will give the utility company time to restabilize the power grid and avoid another blackout, and you won't ruin a very, very expensive compressor in the process.
Yeah, and speaking of ruining things, let's talk about your groceries. Everything in that refrigerator and freezer, remember, once that power goes out, that fridge and freezer becomes like a cooler. So try not to open that door. Don't open the fridge. Don't open the freezer. Don't be staring at it all willy-nilly like my teen boys being like, what am I going to eat? I should keep this door wide open. Don't do that. Keep those doors closed. Eat what's in the fridge first, the freezer later. Remember that frozen items can last several days if you do not keep opening the doors.
And also, and we hear it with virtually every storm, be careful with your generators. Never leave a generator running in an enclosed space. Never run a gas-powered generator indoors. Never run it in even an open garage. Very bad idea. And avoid cooking with charcoal or propane, again, in any enclosed area. There have been cases where folks had generators running in garages, and guess what? They got sick inside the house because those fumes found a way in. So be very, very careful with generators and always run them outside. They're designed to run outside. You don't have to worry about them getting wet or getting snowy. Take them outside and run them that way, and you will stay safe and enjoy power at the same time.
We've got Chris in Arkansas on the line. What is going on at your money pit?
Well, Leslie, I've been wondering on my crawl space vents. I've heard that they're not really useful, and it's best to go ahead and just close them up. I was wondering if that's a good or idea or a bad idea.
Yeah, I think that's a really bad idea, and here's why. The crawl space vents are there for a reason. In fact, they're mandated by building code. Now, they have a sliding cover on them, so you can have the louvers open or closed. What I generally suggest is that you want to have the crawl space vents fully open in the spring, the summer, and the fall. In the winter, when the temperature really starts to drop, then you should close them. But in the spring, the summer, and the fall, leave them open. It helps the moisture that's going to be present in the crawl space evaporate to the exterior by mixing with drier air from the outside. The other thing that you could do is, I don't know what kind of crawl space surface you have there, but if it's dirt, you ought to be covering it with plastic. So big sheets of poly visqueen plastic, for example. That prevents the moisture from evaporating up off the soil. And the reason we're trying to control moisture is because if you let the moisture condense on the wood framing in the crawl space, you're going to get mold or rot. And you can also make the insulation damp, which renders it somewhat ineffective, even if it's just a little bit of dampness. So for all those reasons, I recommend you keep them open in the three warmer seasons. Does that help you out?
It did most certainly, and I sure appreciate it. I love the show.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for joining us this hour here at the Money Pit. When it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often some bad advice out there, and sadly, you tend to get that bad advice more often than the wisdom. And then what happens? That bad advice just spreads quickly. We're going to tackle some of the most common tales and help you separate fact from home repair fiction when the Money Pit returns.
Hey, 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 Money Pit.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right. We're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. 800-380-4301. That's 800-380-4301.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I really like your emphasis on servant leadership. I am a leader in my Boy Scout troop, and I've had to learn how to use servant leadership to really communicate with my scouts. And I just think this is just a great way to build positive relationships with people you work with.
That's amazing. So, Jacob, let me ask you another question. You're familiar with the term servant leadership through Scouts. How did it feel when Darlene started talking about that and you see the real-world connection?
I just thought it was great, you know? It helps me see how I can use servant leadership outside of Boy Scouts and just in my day-to-day life.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. Or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
At the recent Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, chip giant Intel unveiled an expanded product portfolio and new partnerships for the auto sector. It announced technologies to accelerate an automaker's transition to electric and software-defined vehicles, or SDVs for short, including an automotive virtual development environment co-developed with Amazon's AWS. Intel says it's looking to address automakers' cost and and performance challenges, enabling faster, more efficient, and more profitable development and deployment, and enhanced safety and cyber safety. Intel says it can now offer a whole vehicle platform, including high-performance compute, discrete graphics, AI, power management, and zonal controller offerings. Already, Stellantis Motorsports has selected Intel as a key partner. More is at Intel.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, making good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti.
And I'm Tom Kreitler. Hey, did you guys know a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's crazy. But that's why we are excited to partner with Vivint Home Security. Money Pit listeners can get their award-winning, smarter, simpler home security system right now, starting at just $1 a day.
Plus, all of our listeners get free professional installation with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply, but don't wait. You must call now at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Pick up a Vivint system starting at just $1 a day with free professional installation. Again, that number is 800-586-9606.
Well, when it comes to the topic of home improvement, there's often more bad advice than wisdom, and sadly, that bad advice gets around.
True, and for those of us in the role of trying to provide the best advice, we often need to help separate fact from fiction, which is why we thought it might be fun to get to the bottom of some of these very common household myths. So, Leslie, kick us off. What's first?
All right, here's the first one. When using a garbage disposer, water always must be running? True or false?
This is a firmly held belief by many folks. In fact, you know, in the years I was a home inspector, I had sort of my, you know, my regular routine, and it included going to the kitchen sink and switching on the disposer. And about every other time, the homeowner would come sailing into the kitchen saying, "What are you doing? You're ruining my disposer. You have to run water." Well, no, actually, you don't. Think about it. The disposer is not using the water to lubricate itself, right? That would be silly. It just doesn't work. The disposer is designed to run off ball bearings. Now, what the water does is it pushes the food through the disposer, but you do not have to run water necessarily when you run a disposer. It will not burn out or anything of that nature. What the water does is helps move the waste through the disposer blades and down into the drain below.
While I know that is a correct statement there, Tom, I still run the water right at the very end just to make sure everything's kind of gone all the way down.
Yep, that's wise. Okay, how about this one? You should always pre-rinse your dishes before running the dishwasher.
I'm going to say that depends. If you've got a newer dishwasher, and by newer I mean probably 10 years or, you know, around there, they're sort of made with sensors that, you know, run more efficiently and optimally if it can kind of read how dirty those dishes are. And I think you pre-rinsing kind of tricks it.
Yeah, that's actually called a turbidity sensor. It measures sort of the muddiness of the water, and it will lengthen the dishwasher cycle to kind of make up for, you know, a very, very muddy load of dishes. So, you know, if you had, say, dishes that were just chock full of gravy or Italian sauce or something like that, and it's just seeing all of this muddy water, it's going to run it longer. So you don't necessarily have to pre-rinse your dishes. And now I know that even having said that, folks will never give up the pre-rinse, but you technically don't have to.
All right. Now, for DIY projects on your own home, You don't need to bother with the building permit. I feel like a lot of people think that, and I think that answer is not true. Just because you're doing that project yourself doesn't mean that you can just skip that permit process. It depends on the project. So if you're painting, if you're putting up crown molding, those things don't require a permit. But if you're adding outlets, changing a stove from electric to gas, replacing windows, moving a wall, adding a door, things like that, you for sure need a permit. Now, if you're just confused and don't know if I need a permit or don't need a permit, it's better to be safe than sorry. Ask your local building department. Otherwise, you are risking fines. You may have a big problem when it comes time to sell your home because you won't be able to get a certificate of occupancy because you have a project that's not documented and you never reported it.
Yep. For all those reasons and more, always smart to get a permit.
All right. Now, here's one more. When it comes to cooling and heating systems, bigger is better, right?
Yeah, everyone wants to make sure the system is big enough to keep them comfortable, but the truth is oversizing a system won't work as well as a system that fits a house just right. For example, we often see this with air conditioners. People want to have the biggest air conditioner possible, but if you oversize your AC unit, it will cool off the house quicker than a properly sized system. But because it's not running long enough, the result will be a lot of moisture in the air, and you will have a cool house, but you'll also have one that's very cold and clammy and damp and maybe moldy. So that's why you want to have one that's correctly sized. Same thing kind of applies to an oversized furnace. It will quickly pump out the heat and then shut off and then repeat. It's very inefficient when it cycles like that. The ons, the offs, the ons, the offs. That really costs a lot in energy. So get the right size, not one that's too small, not one that's too big, and you will be very happy because that's the way those systems are designed to work.
This is the Money Pit. Whatever you are working on this chilly winter weekend, let us know so we can lend a hand. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT.
And if you think nothing ever happens in our house, nothing ever goes wrong, well, think again. Because this week I discovered a leak from my second floor bathroom that led me to re-caulk my bathtub. And I'm going to share a simple trick that I use that will make sure I won't have to tackle this project again for many years to come. That's all coming up next.
Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Did a rough winter beat up your roof? Do you think you need a replacement? Well, think again. RoofMax Roof Rejuvenation Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to a costly roof replacement. RoofMax is America's most trusted roofer, and their rejuvenation treatment has helped nearly 80,000 homeowners avoid the mess, hassle, and high cost of a roof replacement. It really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this? For every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX.
Hey, guys, did you know that a burglar enters a home every 30 seconds? That's 2 robberies every minute and over 3,000 every day. That's why it's more important than ever to protect yourself with a Vivint home security system. Vivint delivers reliable home security at a price you can afford. It's an award-winning system that's smarter, simpler, and starting at just $1 a day. And right now, MoneyFit listeners can take advantage of this incredible offer of just $1 a day and get free professional installation. Vivint makes it easy to protect your home and loved ones with smart security features that help you stay connected wherever you are. So don't wait. Call now for your free home security consultation. The number is 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Packages start at just $29.99 a month with a signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Call Vivint today at 800-586-9606. That's 800-586-9606.
Hi, I'm Leslie Segretti, and we want you to get a grip. Make your home safer and more beautiful. Add TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat to ugly, blotchy floor surfaces. Then top it off with award-winning TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer. Renew concrete, stone, and pre-painted surfaces with these easy-to-apply products from Deich Coatings. Great for both inside and outdoors, TrackSafe products deliver aggressive anti-slip performance with all-weather durability. Get on track and order products today with free shipping from the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to The Money Pit, home improvement show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I am Leslie Segretti. Well, if you are enjoying The Money Pit, please head on over to Apple Podcasts or Spotify and leave us a quick 5-star rating and review. It's the best way to help new listeners discover the show and join our DIY community.
Well, it's been one of those weeks at my house. I found a leak coming from the second floor bathroom and I had to re-caulk my bathtub. But I've got a game-changing tip from that project to share with you that will keep your caulk looking perfect for many, many years to come.
All right, before we get to Tom's tip, let's talk about the basics here. Your step one is to remove the old caulk. So you can use a utility knife to carefully cut away that old caulk. You want to make sure to clean that area thoroughly to remove any residue. Once you've done that, clean at the surface. You want to wipe down the area with rubbing alcohol or a bathroom cleaner to ensure that you have an area free of mold and soap scum. And then you want to tape the edges. Apply painter's tape along the edge of the tub and the wall to create a clean line for the caulk.
Now, when it comes to selecting caulk, you have basically two formulations. One is latex, which makes it water-based and very easy to clean up. It's also very easy to work with because once you...
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us. We believe there's a difference between a man and a woman, and I think you probably know what it is.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1468.
Your hands and get nice clean lines. Now, once the caulk is applied and you're satisfied with it, then you can pull away that painter's tape, and you want to do that before the caulk dries. That will give you a super clean edge. And then just let it dry. Let it cure per the manufacturer's instructions before using the bathtub, which today, actually, the caulks that we use today, the silicone caulks, they're actually ready for stand up to moisture inside of a half hour to an hour. So it's really a good time to use that type of product because, again, especially in the bathroom, you want a caulk that's not going to develop mold, and the silicones definitely won't do that.
Bruce in Tennessee has some furry friends, and I mean some ferret furry friends, and needs some help picking flooring. What's going on?
Yeah, I've got seven ferrets that are taking a
a hard line on my carpet, and I want to replace it, and I thought, well, I might want to try something different.
Seven ferrets, huh?
Yes, sir.
So you're looking for ferret-proof flooring, Bruce.
Something like that, yeah, some ideas, absolutely.
Sure. Well, I mean, so you're basically looking for a pet-resistant floor, and that rules out natural hardwood and, of course, carpet, but you'll be happy to know that there are a lot of synthetic products today that are perfect. One that comes to mind is called engineered vinyl plank. It's one of the newest flooring products on the market. And I got to tell you, this stuff is really amazing because it looks just like the real thing. It looks just like wood. They've just done so well with the technology behind making engineered vinyl plank that it ends up coming out looking, you know, just like the real deal. And it's also pretty affordable. So you might want to take a look at the products that are available in that EVP family. The other one to think about is laminate. But I guess if I was thinking about laminate versus EVP, I'd probably go with EVP because it's 100% waterproof. And I think it might be a bit more durable. You can go to a place like Lumber Liquidators or one of their showrooms and take a look at some of the samples. I think you'd be surprised with how good looking this stuff is. And it certainly would be something that could take a lot of punishment, takes the wear and tear, as well as, of course, it's not going to, you know, deteriorate in any way if it gets wet.
What kind of installation are we talking about with it?
It's pretty much DIY. I mean, you could hire a pro, but it's got a tongue and groove seam. It's sort of a lock joint, like most of those products do. It's floating, so you don't have to glue it down. You basically go edge to edge. If you have baseboard molding, I would go within about a quarter or 3/8 inch of the baseboard molding, leave a bit of a gap and cover it with shoe molding so you have some expansion and contraction.
Okay.
But it's pretty easy to do. You got to make sure the floor is pretty flat. If you got a lot of dips and waves in the floor, there's certain tolerances that each manufacturer will specify for those products, and just make sure you're within those tolerances. But I think if you take a look at the EVP flooring, that might be a good solution for you and for your ferrets. And I will tell you, this is the first time I've ever gotten a question about ferret-proof flooring.
Well, I think one of the reasons I was looking at the vinyl or the laminate, I've seen some friends, believe it or not, there's a lot of good ferret Facebook groups out there, and there's thousands of us that talk back and forth. And I think I've seen some folks take that vinyl or laminate and kind of, you know, heat it and give it a little bit of a bend up on the edges and then put the molding, you know, maybe an eighth inch from the floor or something, and give it almost a tub effect in the room.
You mean kind of have it, like, bend up? I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
No, I think you're asking for trouble. There's no flooring manufacturer that's going to warrant that. It's only designed to be installed flat. I mean, people get creative with stuff like this, but that's definitely outside the scope of how that material is designed to be used.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I wanted to ask you guys. I figured you guys would know, but it's just kind of I think what people are thinking is, you know, pet proofing or spill proofing, shall we say.
Yep, I hear you.
Okay. I'll look for that. And you said Lumber Liquidators as well, right?
Yeah, they'll have it. It's EVP, engineered vinyl plank. Okay.
Sounds great.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you, sir.
This is the Money Pit. Coming up, if you are looking for a non-toxic natural wood stain, you might want to raid your kitchen first. Coffee, tea, vinegar, walnut hulls, and even certain berries can be used to stain wood. We're going to show you how next.
You live in a Money Pit.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From the bustling streets of her hometown in Mexico to the demanding training grounds of the U.S. Army, Specialist Joanna Ramirez's journey began with a steadfast resolve to advance her future. Driven by the pursuit of better opportunities, she traveled from the Mexican border to the United States and enlisted in the U.S. Armed Forces. Now a student at the Latin Division of Kaiser University, she is one of the Latino veterans who contribute to our national security. According to USA Facts, Latinos comprise 18% of the Army's population, a statistic that Ramirez was a proud part of. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
According to the latest research from the Department of Education, just 43% of fourth graders in the U.S. are reading at or above the national proficiency level. The facts are clear. Our nation is facing a literacy crisis. But rather than solve the problem, school districts across the country are masking it by lowering standards and redefining proficiency. That is unfair to the children they are trusted to serve. The Leadership Institute's School Board Leaders Program refuses to give up on our nation's children. They deserve better, and we know that they rise to the occasion when we set high standards and believe in them. Reversing this trend demands that our education system get back to the basics of teaching reading, writing, math, and the sciences, and upholding high standards. The success and future of our country depends on the ability of our citizens to read and think. Visit leadershipinstitute.org/schoolboard to learn more about how we're working for a world-class education for every student. Restoring truth, correcting bias in education, one topic at a time. A series brought to you by the Leadership Institute and Radio America.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Can Washington, D.C. survive the next 4 years of Donald Trump? If the first 2 weeks are anything to go by, perhaps not. Find out why on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Buster Poindexter is back because inflation is hot, hot, hot. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. January inflation numbers have continued to climb, and the media has already found a way to pin this on Trump. We've done this to ourselves for a long period of...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Your podcast.